我先说一句，
I'd like to start by saying，
可能会颠覆很多人认知的话，
A statement that could overturn many people's perceptions。
如果把中国历史上最伟大的工程评个第一名，
If we were to rank the greatest engineering feats in Chinese history，
我未必会选长城，
I may not choose the Great Wall，
也未必会选故宫。
It may not necessarily be the Forbidden City，
更不会选兵马俑。
I won't even choose the Terracotta Warriors，
我可能会选一个很多人去了以后十分钟就逛完。
I might choose one that many people have already finished visiting in a few minutes，
甚至觉得没什么好看的地方。
I don't even think there are any interesting things to see。
都江堰，很多游客到了都江堰看见一堆水。
When many tourists visit Dujiangyan, they see a lot of water.
一堆石头，一条河。
A pile of stones and a river.
然后满脸疑惑。
And with a puzzled expression.
就这？这玩意儿为什么能和长城、故宫齐名？
Why can this thing be ranked among the Great Wall and Forbidden City?
说实话，
Honestly,
我第一次去的时候也是这么想的。
When I went for the first time, I thought so too.
直到后来
Later,
我真正弄懂了他。
I truly understood him.
我才发现自己有多无知。
I realized how ignorant I was.
因为都江堰最可怕的地方
Because the most terrifying thing about Dujiangyan is
不是他修了什么，
It's not what he did.
而他故意没修什么。
But why didn't he fix it? Yes. Okay.
我先问您一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question first.
古今中外。
Throughout history.
人类治理洪水最常见的方法是什么？
What are the most common methods of human governance for floods?
筑坝，把水拦住。
Build a dam to block the water.
控制它，驯服它。可两千多年前的中国人偏偏干了一件
Kam jai tar zun fu tar, ki liang kairn duo nairn kairn de zhang duo ren kairn pairn gan liang jairn.
让现代人都觉得不可思议的事。
Things that are unbelievable to modern people.
他们面对岷江没有筑坝。
They faced the Min River without building dams.
一座都没有注意。
None of them paid attention.
不是技术不够。
It's not a matter of lack of technology.
而是故意不修。
Instead, it was deliberately neglected.
为什么？今天咱们就掰开揉碎。
Why should we break it down today?
讲透第一层来了。
Tell me about the first layer.
很多人不知道。
Many people don't know.
都江堰修建之前，成都平原根本不是今天的天府之国。
Before the construction of Dujiangyan, Chengdu Plain was not a prosperous land like today's heavenly capital.
那时候的岷江像一头失控的野兽。
At that time, Minjiang was like a runaway wild beast.
夏天洪水泛滥。
Summer floods.
冬天河道干涸。
The riverbed is dry in winter.
百姓不是被淹死。
The people were not drowned.
就是被旱死。
It's just dead.
于是秦国派出了一个人。
So, Qin dispatched a person.
李冰。
Bai Bing.
很多人知道这个名字，可绝大多数人没意识到。
Many people know this name, but most people are unaware of it.
他可能是中国历史上最超前的工程师之一。
He is one of the most forward-thinking engineers in Chinese history.
第二层来了。
The second layer has arrived.
如果换成别人，会怎么干？
What would someone else do?
修坝。堵住洪水。
Prepare the dam to prevent floods.
可李冰到了现场以后
After Li Bing arrived at the scene,
发现一个问题
Found a problem.
洪水不是敌人。
Floods are not enemies.
泥沙才是。
Mud is the key.
如果筑坝，泥沙会不断淤积，几年几十年之后。
If building the dam, the mud and sand will continuously accumulate over several years or decades.
河床抬高，大坝。
Raise the dam.
反而会成为灾难源头。
Instead, it will become a source of disaster.
于是李冰做出了一个惊人的决定。
Then Li Bing made a shocking decision.
与其征服河流。
Instead of conquering the mainstream.
不如利用河流，第三层来了。
Let's use the third layer of the river.
注意，这个思想放到今天都很先进。
This idea is still very advanced today.
现代生态学有个概念叫顺应自然。
Currently, there is a concept in ecology called conforming to nature.
2000多年前的李冰已经这么干了。
2000 years ago, Li Bing was already doing this.
他没有和水对抗。
He didn't fight against the water.
而是利用地形把岷江一分为二。
Instead, use the terrain to divide the Min River into two.
第四层来了。
The fourth layer has arrived.
很多人去过鱼嘴。
Many people have been to Fish Head.
觉得就是个分水堤。
I think it's just a dividing line.
可您知道吗
？Do you know?
它可能是世界上最聪明的分流装置之一。
It is one of the most intelligent diversion devices in the world.
枯水器，六成水进入内江，灌溉农田。
Six out of the 6 months of drought have entered irrigation fields in Inner Mongolia.
洪水期，大部分洪水自动流向外江。
During flood season, most floods automatically flow towards the outer river.
注意这个词，自动，没有电。
Please note that this word does not have automatic power.
没有机器。
No machine.
没有阀门。
No valve.
全靠地形和水流规律完成。
Relied entirely on terrain and water flow patterns.
第五层来了。
The fifth level has arrived.
更恐怖的是飞沙堰。
What's even more terrifying is the sandbag dam.
很多游客看完以后
After many tourists have seen it.
甚至不知道他干什么用
I don't even know what he's doing.
可真正懂水利的人到了这里
A person who truly understands water resources will come here.
往往会沉默
Often silent.
因为飞沙堰解决的是一个世界级难题。
Because the fly sand dam solves a world-class problem.
排沙，全世界很多水库最头疼的问题是什么
？What is the biggest headache for sand removal in reservoirs around the world?
泥沙淤积。可2000多年前的中国人已经想出办法。
As early as 2,000 years ago, Chinese people had already come up with a way to deal with saltation.
洪水来的时候
When the flood comes,
水流自动把泥沙甩出去
The water automatically flings out the mud and sand.
多余洪水也顺便排掉
Also, the excess flood can be drained.
换句话说
In other words,
它不仅排沙，还泄洪。第六层来了。
It not only drains sand, but also releases water, and the sixth layer has arrived.
再往前走是宝瓶口。
Further ahead is the bottle opening.
很多人以为那只是个缺口。
Many people thought it was just a hole.
其实那是整个都江堰最关键的一道。
Actually, that's the most crucial part of Dujiangyan Dam.
当年工匠们没有炸药。
In those days, craftsmen didn't have dynamite.
没有机械。
No machine.
硬是在玉垒山上凿出一道口子。
Then, a hole was carved out in the Jade Mountain.
把河水精准引入成都平原。
Accurately introduce river water into the Chengdu Plain.
为什么叫宝瓶口？
Why is it called a bottle mouth?
因为形状像瓶口，流量刚刚好，多一分会淹少。
Because the shape is like a bottle mouth, the flow is just a little bit, so it won't be flooded.
少一分会旱。
It will be dry.
第七层来了。
The seventh floor has arrived.
讲到这里
At this point,
很多人可能会说
Many people might say,
这不就是古代工程吗
Isn't this just ancient engineering?
错，真正让我震撼的还在后面
What truly shocked me was what came next.
都江堰修成以后
After Dujianyin was completed,
2000多年几乎没有废弃过
It has been almost abandoned for 2,000 years.
注意，是几乎没有长城修了又修，故宫。
Please note that the Great Wall and Forbidden City were almost completely rebuilt.
修了又修，大运河。
The Grand Canal has been repaired again.
断了又通。
Broken and then connected.
可都江堰一直在工作。
The Dujianyin Dam has been working.
直到今天还在灌溉上千万亩土地。
Still irrigating millions of acres of land today. Well,
第八层来了。
The eighth floor has arrived.
世界上有很多伟大工程。
There are many great projects in the world.
可绝大多数工程都在和时间对抗。
Most engineering projects are in a race against time.
而都江堰不一样。
But the Dujianyin Dam is different.
他在利用时间，洪水来了。
He was using the time of flood.
帮我排沙，水流来了。
Help me to drain the water.
帮我分流，泥沙来了。
Help me to divert the mud.
帮我造田。
Help me build a farm.
他把自然力量变成自己的助手。
He turned natural forces into his assistants.
第九层来了。
The ninth floor has arrived.
很多人不知道。
Many people don't know.
联合国专家曾经评价都江堰时说过一句特别厉害的话。
The United Nations expert once commented on Dujianyin, saying something particularly impressive.
大意是人类历史上有很多工程征服。
The gist is that there have been many engineering feats in human history.
自然，而都江堰是在与自然合作。
The construction of Dujianyin is a cooperation with nature.
注意这两个词的区别，征服和合作。
Please note the difference between conquest and cooperation.
第十层来了。
He came to the tenth floor.
为什么越来越多高知中老年喜欢研究都江堰？
Why are more and more educated middle-aged and elderly people interested in studying Dujianyin?
因为年轻时看都江堰。
Because I saw Dujianyin when I was young.
看的是工程。
Looking at the project.
中年以后看都江堰。
After middle age, I visited Dujianyin.
看的是智慧。
Focus on wisdom.
再往后看，看的是人生。
Looking further ahead, there is life.
您会发现，人这一辈子，很多问题其实不是靠硬碰硬解决的。
You will find that many problems in life cannot be solved by brute force.
真正厉害的人往往懂得借势。
Truly talented people know how to leverage opportunities.
第十一层来了。
The 11th level has arrived.
中国历史上有太多轰轰烈烈的工程。
There have been too many grand and magnificent projects in Chinese history.
长城震撼。
The Great Wall is amazing.
故宫壮观，兵马俑。
Forbidden City, magnificent army of terracotta warriors.
神秘。
Mysterious, huh?
可都江堰有一种特别稀缺的力量。
The most special thing about the Dujiangyan Dam is its unique power.
它不炫耀。
It doesn't boast.
它不张扬。
It is not ostentatious.
它甚至不像景点。
It's not even like a tourist attraction.
可它默默养活了。
But he quietly supported his family.
成都平原2000多年，第12层来了。
The 12th layer of the Chengdu Plain has arrived after 2,000 years.
很多人去都江堰会失望。
Many people are disappointed when they visit Dujiangyan.
因为它没有那种视觉冲击。
Because it lacks that visual impact.
可真正懂的人反而会站在那里发呆。
People who truly understand will just stand there, bewildered.
因为眼前流过的不是水，
Because what's flowing in front of me isn't water,
而是时间。2000多年前流过这里的水。
Instead, it was the water that flowed through this place 2,000 years ago.
今天还在流。第13层来了。
Today, the 13th floor is still under construction.